work your whole life for. And, you know, I had to come back from some pretty dark times. And
all of a sudden, I was standing on that tee with a chance to win a playoff event, BMW Championship. And it was just so exciting. I had so much fun that day. And we kind of got lucky with the weather, even though we were playing on Monday. There was a chance we weren't even going to play. So I was thankful to be out there. And just it was just a magical day.
So it had been 6 years since your last tour victory. What was it like to see that winning putt drop and really having your wife and son there to share in that moment with you?
It was just incredible. It's a thing that tour players dream about, is having your family there when you win. Whether you win one event's a big deal, but even sometimes when you win, your family's not there or people that you love aren't there. And I was lucky enough to have my wife and my new son, Logan, there. And I had dreamt of that moment of having that winning putt go in and having them run out and give me a hug. And I got to live it. And it was everything I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was a great championship. And, you know, considering we have the top 70 players in the world and the strength of the field was incredible that week, how did that rank among your professional victories and accomplishments?
Well, I'll tell you, it's one that I'm probably going to look back on as most fondly because of the family aspect of having everybody there and the battle it took to get back to that point. And it's an event that I can't really measure just because of the emotional side of it. It just meant everything. And it kind of brought me back to a spot in my career that I felt like I could win and contend again. And I look back at that moment as a game changer.
And I guess, did it mean a little bit more to you that being a Boston fan winning in Philadelphia?
It did, actually, especially after the Eagles beat the Patriots. But the fans of Philadelphia are so passionate. It was awesome to play in front of.
Well, we got some great fans here in Chicago for this year's championship, and you've got some personal history here at Medina. You played in the Ryder Cup in 12 and had a great week, finishing 3-1 overall. What are some of your memories of that week and of Medina?
Well, when I think back to the Ryder Cup at Medina, it's probably the most fun times I've ever had playing the game of golf. I just, every single second was fun, exciting. The adrenaline rush of being there and being in a Ryder Cup. You know, Sunday didn't go the way we wanted, but other than that, it was as much fun as I've ever had on the golf course.
What do you remember most about Medina as far as the golf course? Do you have a favorite hole or a most memorable hole on course number 3?
Yeah, I've always loved that 17th hole, the par 3. It's the perfect yardage, and it's just a great hole with a lot can happen there, especially coming down the end of a tournament. It's just an exciting finish.
The last time the PGA Tour's been here was 2006 for the PGA Championship. What sense do you get among the players on tour about the excitement coming back to a facility like Medina for the 2019 BMW Championship?
Well, anytime you get to play at venues like Medina or Aronimink or courses like that, it just adds to the hype and the value of the event. You know, we know coming to this tournament, you were playing a major caliber course, a Ryder Cup course, and it just brings that much more to the event that we can look forward to and the fans can as well.
So there's a lot on the line this year. It's the PGA Tour playoffs. It's the PGA Tour season's gone from four events to 3 events this year, ours being the second. And there's a lot on the line. Is there a different mentality amongst the players coming into the playoffs?
Absolutely. I think it's more of a race. It's you have one good finish in especially at the BMW, the second one, you're right there to win the FedEx Cup or right there to make the Tour Championship. And, you know, instead of having, you know, 3 events before this, all of a sudden we're right in the middle of it here at the BMW. And it's such a great decision. It's going to be very, very exciting.
So you've played in several professional events in the Chicagoland area, including the BMW Championship. And we talked a little bit about the fans in Philadelphia. What is it like to play in Chicago? What do you like about it? What hopefully you don't like about it?
Well, I mean, my experience with the Chicago fans at the Ryder Cup was incredible. I mean, I got to feel what it was like to play in a home game, for a big time sporting team. And I could feel the passion of the fans in Chicago fans. You know, they're passionate and they were behind us, and we look forward to playing in front of them this year.
Here at the Western Golf Association, all proceeds of the championship will benefit the Evans Scholars Foundation, which is a caddy scholarship. And certainly we're all about caddies. Can you describe the relationship with you have with your caddy and how important that is to the dynamic of a golfer's success on tour?
Well, it's so great that you guys do that because the caddies for us tour pros are, you know, we spend as much time with them as we do our own families. They're within 3 feet of us for 6 days a week, 6 hours a day, and they live through the ups and downs just as much as anybody. And, you know, caddies are such an important part of our success out here. A good caddy can really help you play well. And my caddy, Chad Reynolds, really helped me get to this point and win this tournament. And, you know, we're so thankful, and I'm so thankful for what caddies do and the passion that they bring.
Well, something new this year, you know, for us at the tournament on Wednesday, we're going to have Evan Scholar's caddy for the professionals during the Pro-Am. Certainly your caddy is going to walk along with you, but that'll be a unique thing that we used to do back in the Western Open days. But now that we're in the summer, we'll have Evan Scholar's caddy, and so you'll get to witness that up close and personal on Wednesday during the championship.
That's great. I really look forward to that.
So, Keegan, Teddy asked about the move from September to August and playing in a market, a media market like Chicago, and how that impacts, you know, your playing that week.
Well, I mean, we always have struggled with the weather, kind of with the BMW a little bit being later in the year. Now that it's earlier in the year, I expect the weather to be better. I mean, who knows? We never know, but that's always a plus. And when we get to play in major markets like Chicago, New York, Boston, L.A., it just brings a different excitement to the course, and it just brings that extra, you know, that just a little extra adrenaline that we love to play for, and especially in Chicago, the fans of Chicago are extra crazy.
Keegan, what's your thoughts on the overall truncated schedule on the PGA Tour with a lot of movement this year?
Well, it's definitely tougher for us players just because it's real. Once that first major hit, it's crazy. Once we played that Bethpage major, it just seems like it's gone by so quick, and everybody's like, I can't believe we're almost in the playoffs. But it makes it exciting to where we have these big events. It seems like every couple weeks is a major or WGC or, you know, playoff events coming up. It's exciting, but it's harder. I think it's harder on us players, but there's so much that you're playing for in the PGA Tour, and it's every week is life changing with, you know, FedEx Cup points or, you know, big purses or the honor of winning a BMW championship. It's just is a lot.
So you were partnered with Steve Stricker at the Ryder Cup here. What are your thoughts on him being the Ryder Cup captain?
Everybody knows Steve Stricker is a really passionate guy and a guy that we look up to him as a role model for us. He's been on all these teams. He's a great player, even better guy. And to have a guy like him with local ties to where we're playing is only going to bring more energy to us. And it would be an honor for me to play for Steve Stricker. And I know every single guy on that PGA Tour would love to play for him too. I always am careful because I don't want to bombard people with questions about what they do in football because I love football so much. But he was so open and he was talking to me about Bill Belichick and his teams and what he was going to do in the future. And I can just sense how charismatic the guy was and why guys would love to play for him.
So the question was, getting back to the PGA Tour schedule, do the players relish, you know, getting a little bit more time off, you know, after this year's playoffs and into September before they really start the grind again?
Well, we haven't. I've never been on the tour where we've had it. I know that we are going to love that. That's such a bonus because when this long FedEx Cup season, if you take 3 or 4 weeks off, that is a big chunk of points gone or where you could plummet down that list. And to be able to kind of take three weeks off and know no one's out there getting points, no one's playing, we can take some time off. I think a lot of guys are going to really enjoy that. I know I will.
So in the new age of golf and golf fandom, How important is it for a golfer to carry themselves with a little bit more swagger?
Even since I came out on the tour, the quality of players is just incredible from top to bottom. You know, you got guys like Brooks now who's playing so well, who seems to be winning every major, and then you got these younger guys. It seems like every year you got a new kid from college coming out that's that's ready to play and compete in the PGA Tour, and you got to go out there and you got to be ready to beat these guys. So definitely that can help.
Best of luck for the rest of the season. Look forward to seeing you here at Medina, and you've been a great champion for the BMW Championship, and all the best.
Thank you so much, guys, and thanks to BMW for putting on such a great tournament in Medina, and I can't wait to get back there. Thank you.
Well, we're thrilled to welcome Keegan back and the other top 70 players in the world in the new PGA Tour's FedEx Cup standings to Medina and our new August dates, as we mentioned, the dates this year, August 13 through 18, as they compete for a $9.25 million purse. As we mentioned, there is a different cadence to the tournament schedule this year with having a major every month and then the playoffs in August. We're really excited about that ourselves and continuing to be the penultimate event in the PGA Tour playoffs. The top 30 FedEx Cup points leaders following the BMW Championship will advance to the Tour Championship, where the FedEx Cup champion will be determined. This year, the BMW Championship is expected to attract more than 125,000 spectators here at Medina. And we're really looking forward to being here since the last time for us, the Western Golf Association, was 1966 in the Western Open. So now I'd like to share a short video that shows some of the highlights from past BMW championships. Being back in Chicago is great for us. Obviously, being in Philadelphia last year, we feel that the Chicago market is starved for golf with us being gone last year. And having it in the western suburbs at a place like Medina, we expect to see just incredible crowds. And we're seeing that through our corporate hospitality support and ticket sales to date. Well, later in the program, you'll be hearing from three individuals who exemplify the teamwork that's involved to put together a championship of this magnitude. Frank Morley, our chairman of the Western Golf Association, Bruce D'Angelo, who's the who is our tournament chairman from here at Medina, and Kyle Harwin, who's an Evan Scholar, who's a senior at the University of Kansas, also caddied here at Medina Country Club. We have Mike Simo, who is the president of Medina Country Club. Mike, thanks for all your support here. It's been an incredible partnership with Medina Country Club. Of course, out there, but it's in great shape. It's healthy. The rough is thick. You guys have a great time today, but it's really a treat, and Steve is just a tremendous at what he does. So, Steve, thanks so much of the BMW Championship. Frank?
One of the many ways BMW supports us at this championship is through the BMW Hole-in-One Scholarship. So this year, again, as normal, BMW will donate a $100,000 scholarship for the first hole-in-one recorded during the BMW Championship. The last time this happened was 2017 at Conway Farms when Jason Day scored a hole-in-one in the second round on hole number 17. It marked the fifth time that we've had a hole-in-one scholarship, that a hole-in-one scholarship was awarded. We didn't get to see one last year, so we're hopeful that one happens again this year and we can send another deserving caddy to college on an Evans scholarship. But they also BMW also provides many extra benefits at the event, including for their BMW owners, including preferred parking for BMW owners that is available in a close proximity to the golf course. That'll be available in July. And really one of the biggest perks for BMW owners will be what you see here on the screen is the BMW Owners Pavilion, which features some of the best views of golf on the golf course. It's an air-conditioned venue. It has enhanced food and beverage options. All you need to do is to show your BMW key fob, and you'll gain entrance to this facility. And if you need a BMW key, I've got a couple of them here in the in the headquarters. We can loan you, but it really offers some unparalleled views of golf behind the 16th green, 17th tee, and views of 17 green. So it'll be a flurry of activity in that area. But in addition, the general patrons can test their skills against the best golfers in the PGA Tour in what's called the BMW Fan Challenge, which will be located across from the driving range. Actually, the driving range for this championship will be located on the number one golf course on hole number 12. We've created a driving range for the best 70 players in the world, and BMW is going to bring out what's called the Top Golf Crush. So every fan at the BMW Championship will have the opportunity to participate in a five-ball challenge by hitting golf balls at targets located on the driving range using Top Tracer ball tracking technology. So fans will try to beat the scores of the PGA Tour players and have the opportunity to win great prizes. The highest score of the week will win a trip to the BMW Performance Center in Thermal, California. And in addition, probably the best gift going is the first fan to score an ace will win a 2-year lease on an all-new BMW 3 Series. So I'm sure early in the week that thing will get a lot of usage and see which fan can win a lease on a BMW. Our fans this year, we've offered some unique opportunities at the tournament. Our highest-end premium hospitality venue is called the Green Coat Club. We're almost sold out of this venue, but it's an upscale hospitality venue that's located on the 14th green and 15th tee. And what's really unique about this venue is that the PGA Tour players walking from the 14th green will walk through this venue on their way to the 15th tee. So it's a really unique opportunity for our fans to get up close and personal with the best players in the world. It's a first-class executive level experience. It'll be catered by Gibson's Restaurant Group. So we're excited about that. There's something for every age at the championship. Kids are admitted free to the championship, 16 and under. We are going to have a junior clinic on Tuesday, August 13th at 4 p.m. on the driving range. And PGA Tour professionals will be conducting a free golf clinic for kids and their parents. We're excited to partner with Portillo's Restaurant to provide complimentary hot dogs and beef sandwiches. So I'm sure several members of the media will also make their way over that way now that I've announced that. We also have something unique this year at the championship. We have a specialty merchandise shop that's going to be located in the Medina Pro Shop. This will be an exclusive pop-up boutique and shopping experience from Peter Millar. And we're excited that fans will be able to walk in the Pro Shop here at Medina, catch a glimpse of the stars of golf in the interview room, and shop an exclusive line of Peter Millar merchandise featuring a limited edition logo honoring Medina's unique history. And we're going to tease it a little bit that we're going to announce this unique logo at a future date.